Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Sorry, I should have brought Jack Nick on there. He could talk about anything for a long time. He's our good friend from Republic Bank of Chicago. It's Women's Small Business Month, and Republic Bank of Chicago supporting women's business growth together. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just going to bring this up again because it is two dudes talking about Women's Small Business Month. You've got a lot of great women on your staff there, and that's a thing to note, and you guys support a lot of women's small businesses. And sometimes I think it is important for two guys, quote unquote, to talk about this gap in all sorts of things as it relates to women's small businesses.
You know what? I agree completely. And I hope by us two guys sitting around talking about it, that maybe if we inspire one other guy or two other guys out there to take a hard look at it and talk about it and get familiar with the challenges and the success stories, things might get a lot better.
Yeah, and people might say, well, what do I have to do about this? And, you know, each individual person isn't causing issues. It's more of a system that's in place. And I don't want to say, like, it is harder on women's small businesses. It's getting better. And it starts with funding gap, right? I think people wonder, like, well, what's the difference? Let's talk about that funding gap, because some of the statistics, Jack, are pretty crazy about women starting a small business and their access to capital versus men, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's women-led businesses started exploding in the last 5 years. In fact, 49% of all new startups in 2024 were women-led, which is incredible. But only 3% of available venture capital went to those women-led businesses.
Wow.
It looks like men's businesses receive anywhere from maybe 8 to 10 times the amount of venture capital to get started than women do today.
Is there a easy way to explain that? I don't want to believe it's misogyny, and I don't necessarily think it is. Is it just the networks of people that exist and maybe a little built in? I don't know. Would you tell me?
You know, I do think, unfortunately, I think there is some unconscious bias there. I want to give investors and those folks the benefit of the doubt and say that they're not openly biased, or lenders or banks as well. I do think there is some again what we would call unconscious bias. I think there's also a couple things where it looks like, based on the statistics, that women-led businesses are perceived as being a little bit, what I'll put in air quotes, niche-oriented.
Hmm.
And niches sometimes make investors and lenders and banks a little bit nervous, as opposed to diving in and understanding how to help that woman's led business exploit the niche. Banks and lenders are traditionally kind of conservative, and it raises the risk flag, and sometimes it's just too much for them to dive into. But I think that's just one of many things that kind of, I want to say, stack the deck against women a little bit.
Yeah, I could see what you're saying. That, and a lot of women small businesses that we talk to are quote-unquote niche, although that's painting with a broad brush. But I think that's also why many of them succeed. In fact, I think there's a lot of statistics out there that show that women businesses, I don't want to say they're more successful, but have a higher rate of success, because I think women, who are often the more consumer-minded part of a couple, perhaps, understand the consumers, and they have ideas that meet the consumers where they are.
Hey, my God, that is absolutely true. In fact, in 2024, again, women-led businesses, startups in particular, their revenue, annual revenue, increased a little bit over 15%, while their male counterparts only saw revenue increases closer to 8%. So on average, that adds up to about $250,000 per business on an annual basis. And then you multiply that by the tens of thousands of businesses out there. Women, they're on to something with those niches that they're trying to serve. And it's on all of us to get behind that and figure out, like I said, how to exploit that, how to go after it, how to support the women who are committed to serving those market segments.
pretty incredible, that number of the revenue gain, especially with the gap in funding. A lot of women have had to fill the gap in some way, right? I mean, it's bootstrapping, it's sweat equity, it's talking to their friends and building up a network that way, going to GoFundMes. I mean, women are finding a way still to be successful in business in a way that might even enamor them more with their potential clients moving forward.
I agree completely. You know, they are doing a tremendous job of, I love what you said, sweat equity. It's they're putting their blood, sweat, and tears into it, along with the savings that they've accumulated on their own. Now, there are good programs out there. The Small Business Administration has loans that are, and grants actually, that are made specifically to women-led businesses. But, you know, a lot of these startups, they might not be aware. That's where they need a partner. They need a banker who maybe can't provide them the funding directly, but can say, hey, you know what? I know of these programs. Let me steer you in the right direction. If I can't help you, let me find someone who can, as opposed to just turning them away.
Do you have a success story or two, or maybe some general thoughts on women that have overcome and created businesses that have thrived?
Yeah, in fact, you know what? We helped sponsor an event today put together by an organization called Business Diva. And the woman, Martha Razzo, is an absolute, a business diva. And she is super smart. She is super energetic. And she does not take no for an answer. You will not get in her way. You throw up an obstacle, she'll knock it down. She has one of the most successful pallet companies in the nation in terms of refurbishing and selling wood pallets. And because of the success she's experienced there, she's actually started a couple other businesses like this Business Diva. And just the last 2 days, she hosted a small business expo targeted at women to bring them in, to help them network, to help them learn, to help them become aware of these programs. And, you know, she's a tremendous success story, and we're proud to stand by her as a sponsor for something like this, because, you know, hopefully, as you're aware, we support it 100%. And the better these women-led businesses do, the better we all do.
Women's Small Business Month, Republic Bank of Chicago with us all month long, supporting women's business growth together. Got about 20 seconds, Jack. Give us the elevator pitch. Where should people reach out to Republic Bank of Chicago?
You know what? They should give us a call, because, again, if we cannot help directly, we will absolutely work with you to find the help and the solutions that you need.
What website do you want people going to today, Jack?
rbankchicago.com. That's the letter R, bankchicago.com.
I love it. Love when you come on. It's great to chat about these sort of issues, and we'll continue next week. We'll talk about community building. It's a big aspect in women's small businesses. Jack, take care, okay?
Thank you, John. Good night.